I'm continuing to be intrigued. This is that that golf league that Greg Norman was really fronting, and still is, with the Saudis. And the name Phil Mickelson got involved, and the name Jack Nicklaus got involved. Even Tiger Woods, remember, got involved because they talked about how they made a big offer for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but he poo-pooed it.
He did.
Big
time.
But
in one of the latest moments from the story, I mean, I never think it's a good thing that if you're trying to promote something in a positive manner and you refer to perhaps the greatest golfer of all time, arguably Jack Nicklaus, calling him a hypocrite, Greg Norman, referring to a current popular golfer, Rory McIlroy, as being a person who was brainwashed. Those are some of the latest comments that Greg Norman's making about these golfers concerning wanting to get them into the new golf league.
But isn't it interesting that Phil Mickelson is the only one people were concerned about? Greg Norman fell out of the spotlight for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Not nearly as influential as Mickelson.
Right.
No.
Mickelson, I think, shot himself in the foot, but that's beside the point.
Which is why I think the Saudis were trying to get somebody like Jack or somebody like Tiger.
Yeah, well, they were obviously the bigger name.
They had to settle for.
Yeah. I subbed in a golf league last night, and I'm going to recommend the league move over to the Saudis now and just
get some of that money, huh? Get some of that money. Well, and I find that interesting. Phil says he's going to play in the event.
Yeah,
but he's still going to play in the four majors on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
How's that going to go with those? Boy, I'd like to see that pairing.
Right.
But fill up with somebody who's, you know, against the new league and see how that plays out.
Yeah. I don't know. This is, he's already lost sponsorships. Most of these. What are we at right now? There's Phil, Kevin Na, Sergio Garcia.
Was it Ricky Fowler who said he's going to?
He might, yeah. Ricky might, yeah. Ricky might. Fowler might be going. I don't know. We'll see.
Now, if they're just going to play in it and not promote it, of course, playing in it promotes it.
I guess
it,
you're
I
promoting
guess,
it,
way,
same
but,
thing, yeah, right.
But still, it's no different than choosing to play in a PGA. If you're a member of the PGA and you want to play in the event, it's your choice. I think Mickelson went a step too far, and so did Greg Norman. But just to play in it, it's just another opportunity to make money for golfers.
Well,
that's
what it is. I think that's what why am I drawing a blank on his name? The Michigan, is it James Pyatt, the Michigan golfer? I think that's what he is saying. That's why he's going to play in this
tournament.
It's another tournament to him. But at the same time, I can understand why there's a lot of criticism because you're talking about Saudi oil is basically paying.
Yeah,
paying these golfers.
Right, I understand that.
And we know the human rights issues and everything like that.
And obviously,
follows along with it.
I doubt very much that they're making money on it if the first jackpot is the first place prize is $4 million. I mean,
that's a healthy price.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And that's the key.
I mean, money talks.
And that's why they're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're doing it, obviously. But
that's Greg Norman's. Greg Norman basically said they're going to make a lot of money. Whoever plays is going to make a lot of money. That's basically.
And I believe there is no drug testing in this Saudi league. And maybe some of the golfers that, too.
You never know if they're trying to find that edge.
I think.
I'm just intrigued for the fact that, and we talked about how Jack Nicklaus, within his own company, seemed to have a little controversy going on because he apparently did speak to the Saudis, turned them down. His company was concerned that he was going to tarnish the reputation of his own company and maybe cost him some opportunities and some business associations. And Nicklaus says he told the Saudis on two occasions he wasn't interested. Greg Norman says that's not true. He says Nicklaus attended a presentation and later wrote in an email that the new tour had his blessing. So now this goes back to Norman.
Show me the email.
Well, yeah. And again, if you're going to take on Jack Nicklaus, you better make sure that you have your cards, your ducks in a row, your cards stacked properly.
I think what's interesting about all of this is golf has been a sport, for the most part, well above controversy. And now all of a sudden, welcome to the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest controversies have been some of the rulings in the past years with
or the action of a couple of players, the John Daly years and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But for the most part, golf has been above the fray.
Yeah,
and, here they are.
Well, don't look for LPGA to ever go there.
Well, they're already all over the world anyway.
In Saudi Arabia?
No, I don't
think
so.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah, no, probably not. Yeah.
Now, I will say this, though, too. Oh, go ahead, Charlie.
No, no, I just it's a good point.
It is a great point. And I will say this, though, too. The sport I like, tennis. Well, you know, they play in China.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They also play in Dubai, and they play in some other areas.
Olympics are all over the place.
Olympics are all over the place too, right? So I get it, but I just think I don't know. I wouldn't do it. That's Pat Johnston. If I was a big time golfer, I wouldn't do it. I would stick with the PGA Tour. That's just me, but.
I think some of the people just didn't like the tone of some of the remarks that were made, too. That may be part of it.
I think
didn't
that
expect
was
it to come from somebody.
Well, I think
that,
like Phil Mickelson, that's right. Nick Mickelson's
yeah,
big problem.
Right, exactly.
But you think about the PGA, you play American courses, but they go over and
they
play
go around.
Scotland. They
yeah,
play,
yeah.
England,
oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
play, you know.
Mexico,
they play
everywhere.
Yeah, they
yeah,
play
right.
everywhere. Yeah.
yeah.
That's, yeah. That fine line of doing something and then somebody expecting you to perhaps consider what you're doing because of what support you might be showing.
It goes back to what they were saying, not so much what they're doing in terms of playing. Because, I mean, if you look at it from an American standpoint, competition is supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, if the league's competing with you, do better than they do, and you'll do better than they do.
Yeah.
But the reality is that it's the remarks that have been made about it from people that you didn't expect. It's really set the tone of this thing.
Yeah.
So let's have an American golfer win that $4 million Saudi money and bring it back here.
Yeah, there you go.
Donate it to the PGA.
There you go.